This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, Scott Hannon back with another hour of What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell back from the body shop too, and doing just fine. Ready to go with another hour, aren't you, Todd? Of course you are.
Well, as I stay out of the Schwann GMC Sierra, I guess I'm fine.
It's me.
It's not the vehicle.
I have about a dozen questions from that last segment that I. I'm curious about, don't know where to begin, but I just ask you for your reaction to it, if you're at all concerned about it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. There's been very little attention, and I think it's a big deal. And when you got $240 million, it was supposed to go into a bucket that's not there. Now, I've heard people say, look, the school trust fund's got enough money. Water Resource Board, who cares? I guess those are separate arguments to me on whether you ought to care. I mean, what if the fund was the Scott Fund? You care. And all I'm saying is taxpayers ought to care because it's what the Constitution calls for. If you don't like the fund, you don't like what's happening, whatever, that's a whole separate argument and can be changed. I mean, I actually think I've picked up enough concern from folks about different things that I would like to know more. How do we spend those dollars? How does it help the taxpayers? What would the property tax bill be if that wasn't the case, right? So you tell me what you make of it. I want to know what you make of it. Maybe you don't care. Maybe it's no big deal. Maybe it's just like numbers and whoop-de-doo. That could be. I said earlier this letter to the editor that I read is from a school teacher, I think a school superintendent. I got to find it here. But while I'm finding it, there's a couple of calls that came in during the break. You want to roll those, Todd, Kevin, whoever wants to do the honors? And
I'd really like to know when America's going to wake up and realize that we can't pay for all this stuff. We can't. All we're going to do in Congress for the next 2 years is worry about Trump trying to impeach him when we got roads out here in this country. We're not ever going to get ahead in this country if we don't start fixing this stuff and do our infrastructure in this country. We are becoming a third world country. And if nobody believes me, all they got to do is get in my truck and sit in my jump seat right beside me and ride across these roads and tell me, our roads can't handle 70 miles an hour. They're not well enough to handle that, nor these bridges, nor everything else. But we can't, because we're too busy worrying about taking care of foreign countries, foreign wars, impeaching a president that has brought us from nothing. The Democrats cannot handle this stuff. And now we're going to put anti-Semitism in our government. We're going to put all these Somalians. Lutheran Brothers Services ought to be held accountable for all this stuff. We don't need these people. They put them in trucking. They give them a truck and cut our rates, and down the road they go on everything else they do in America. We have got a big problem, and it needs to be addressed. And until we start taking care of it, we're in a big problem. So anyway, thanks. Have a good day.
And your reference to these people, I'm going to assume, is the ilk of Representative Omar, who has this disdain for the Jewish people and for people who come here, don't like America, come here, benefiting from America and don't like America. I hear you. No doubt about it. Another call.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Good morning.
Wouldn't it be pertinent to have a complete comprehensive audit of the school lands fund, trust fund, the legacy fund, and a full comprehensive audit and report of the North Dakota State Bank. We're the stockholders, and you know, any corporation, I think the corporation has to report to the stockholders just exactly where everything is and what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. I do believe that the lion's share of the time things are done as they're supposed to be done. I think we have good stewards of taxpayer dollars. I think they spend too much of them. And that's what happens when Republicans sort of get fat and sassy. Spend. Now, Ed Schaefer wrestled that bear. And I believe Doug Burgum is trying to wrestle that bear. Doug Burgum is the fiscal conservative in Bismarck. He's the fiscal conservative. The guy who all along said, hey, he's liberal. I don't think anybody ever said that about Brent Sanford, the lieutenant governor, but they said it about Doug. And it's very obvious these guys are business guys that have balanced their own balance sheets before and had healthy companies. In Brent's case, a former CFO for a trucking company in Denver, and of course, Doug, multiple companies, including Microsoft and his own Great Plains Software. They're the fiscal conservatives right now. I'd love for every Republican, all of whom, the vast majority of whom I'd consider, you know, of like mind and good folks, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong that you guys are not fiscal conservatives. This is the kind of stuff that worries me. I don't want majorities to become minorities. Charles in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
How you doing, Scott?
Good, hey, sir. How are you?
Good. This whole school lands thing is just crazy. One thing I can tell you, Jody's doing a great job doing audits. She's actually uncovered this. And what we've got to do is, it's constitutional. We have to put the money back. And I don't see any way the legislature is going to get around trying to retroactively just fix the problem and go forward. The other thing is that Jody uncovered is that there were letters that went out, a bunch of oil companies that were taking deductions that they're not allowed to be taken. And Harold Hams Continental filed a lawsuit against the School Lands Trust that's going on right now, claiming that because that practice has been in effect the last 10 years, that they shouldn't be obligated to follow through with the lease agreement. So we've got some serious issues going on that Jody's trying to wrestle with and people don't know about. For some reason, the media, like you're saying, is not covering it. So I think, what you have to understand that the School Lands Trust has $4.2 billion in it. And under the Constitution, 5% of that is then released to the school. That's what the $400 million that you're talking about. They'll be coming out to the schools through the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. That's how that works. You know, we proposed a bill this legislative session to help bond the bonds that the schools are holding right now in North Dakota to fund the school building. And the Education Committee and the legislature shot that down. So we've got plenty of money, and we should be doing more for the schools than we are. And we shouldn't be relying on property tax to fund the schools like they do.
Charles, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Here's that letter I was talking about. And Larry, how do you say our esteemed sales manager's last name? I always mess it up. Klunt?
Klunt.
Klunt. More like Klunt.
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 Okay. So I assume this is the same way. So Jimbo is the one that works for this year. IRD.
That's what you just call him, Jimbo. We don't bother with the last
name. Yeah, Jimbo, exactly. But anyway, Larry from Bismarck has the same last name, so I assume it's pronounced the same way. And I read from this earlier, but it's actually a very good letter, and I would assume as a public school superintendent, as an executive director of the North Dakota School Administrators Association, a state legislator, this guy's a Democrat, okay? So I'm not going to read a Democrat's letter to the editor that often, but he is stating it correctly. He's saying, I'm disturbed by the misallocation of millions of oil tax dollars for K-12. Having said that, State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt's main responsibility is to ensure that the money flowing into North Dakota is going to the right funds. For the past decade, they have not. Public schools have been shortchanged by $120 million over the course of 10 years. I believe because of this error, she should not be reelected in 2020. So he's making a partisan thing against her. This is what happens when you don't do the right thing. A benefit of having an oil-rich state is the fact that schools should not lack any resources. It's my opinion that Schmidt was doing her job incorrectly for 10 years, and it cost the state education system and the students dearly. It'll take a bipartisan solution to fix it going forward. However, there is nothing we can do about the damage she has done to students who are going without for 10 years. That's a bit of a stretch because most of the dollars are growing and that fund's getting bigger and everything else. But Republicans always want to cry taxes are too high. They are. But I believe an unfortunate consequence of Schmidt's errors has caused an increase in property taxes. Simple math on her error shows schools were shortchanged by $12 million per year. This could have been used for higher wages, classroom supplies, academic services for students. The list goes on. Schmidt should be ashamed of herself instead of showing leadership and doing the right thing of owning her mistakes. She's enlisted Republicans in the legislature to make excuses for her by blaming ambiguous language in the bill. Taxpayers have placed a trust. See, here's the deal. That's a lot of, unfortunately, this guy's just trying to be partisan, right? And Kelly Schmidt obviously did make a mistake, but mistakes are made. You can fix mistakes without the big vulnerability here is not fixing it right. Just pay it back right now, be done, and go forward.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kwong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kwong explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kwong today and ask for the report. Collins & Kwong, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kwong is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Austin Langley of Warwick. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 8th through the 12th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses for soy, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 8th. Log on to NorthDakotaSoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I talked to CJ earlier from DAC Diesel. He was just pulling into a yard and about to help some folks out, get things rolling. So I said, don't worry about it. You take care of your customer. We'll tell everybody what good work you do. right here. No worries. Stack Diesel of Bismarck, leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles. Folks, for a while now, since he's been advertising on What's On Your Mind, have brought their diesel vehicles to him and Bismarck from all over the state. And now he's branching out where he actually is doing house calls. That's why we call him Dr. CJ now at DAC Diesel, because that's the kind of work he does. And folks back in the shop taking care of you, too. 701-258-5011 is the telephone number. Give him a call. Get on that list for all the repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle. 701-258-5011, the telephone number, or online at DACDiesel.com. I'm kind of excited because we have another You Marry Monday today on the program. It's been a while since we had a You Marry Monday, but it's that time again. And we're joined today by Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. Hello, sir. How are you? Nice to have you on the program. And also the one and only Jerome Richter, a vice president at the University of Mary as well. Jerome? Kevin, have you got mics on there? I've turned them on, but say hi again, Jerome.
Hello, everyone.
How is everyone? No, I can hear you.
Thanks for having us, Scott. Appreciate it.
Monsignor, can you hear me?
Great to be here.
Thanks, perfect, Scott. So last time we were on, I believe, together, we were talking about the Vision 2030 campaign. Jerome was on not long ago after a big announcement about some of the dollars raised. And sometimes I think we do these sort of to check the box and go rah-rah, but don't really let it sink in. So now we've had a little time to let it sink in. First of all, the number is extraordinary, over $100 million, right?
It's the largest successful campaign in the history of Western North Dakota.
And
I'm very grateful.
I want to interject really quickly. Quite a bit over $100 million. $100,912,768. And there were some pennies, but I forget about those. 68 cents.
Nearly $200 million.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, over $100 million is pretty extraordinary.
And we did it in about 3.5 years.
And you're saying if you go out and look at any other campaign to raise funds for anything, the University of Mary has topped that.
In the history of Western North Dakota, that's true.
Wow. That is that's phenomenal. And I'm guessing you're not done, but that was Vision 2030, right? The idea was, explain the genesis of Vision 2030.
Yeah, so Vision 2030 was a planning process that the University of Mary engaged in several years back, in which we took a half a step back. Those were the days in which the boom was white hot. And we were looking around and we were thinking, with all the growth that's happening in Western North Dakota, the University of Mary has been here for a very long time. The sisters came to Dakota Territory in 1878. The St. Alexius College of Nursing was founded in 1915. Mary College was founded in 1959. And so we've been a citizen of Western North Dakota and of North Dakota and of this region for a long time. And so we thought, how could we, as the landscape shifts and as new needs manifest themselves, how could we responsibly respond to the needs of our time? How can we serve the cultural and academic and religious needs of people in our region? And so we formulated Vision 2030. It was a very bold plan, and we said that we would launch a three-phase capital campaign of $272 million between that time and the year 2030. And the first phase was $96 million. And so you see that we exceeded that goal by quite a bit.
Jerome, when you talk about this conversation with donors and the vision and meeting the needs, I mean, and I remember when this was launched, and I remember our many conversations. That's what gets me excited about the University of Mary, because it says, what's the problem? Let's help fix it. Let's meet the needs. These are exciting times, but you can sit and lament the way that these things are knocking you over one by one, or you can go in there and tackle them. And you guys have obviously said, let's go tackle them. Let's meet the needs. For this first phase, where do you see the most fruit?
Well, Scott, before I even get into that specific topic, I want to first say thank you to the donors. We are incredibly blessed. The dear Lord has blessed us tremendously through our donors. I mean tremendously. And every time that I get in front of our faculty and staff, I take the opportunity to say, if you don't believe that people believe in you, you're wrong. And then I show them a number. And as that number grew, you could see the excitement in the faculty, because they know that they're serving. They know that they need to do this. And so when you're going out and you're talking with donors and you're able to share this vision with them, they get excited. Because everybody in North Dakota knows that this is our time, which is what our kind of motto was for Vision 2030. This is our time. This is North Dakota's time.
Yeah, great.
And we're not going to blow it.
Great point. And I've interviewed your donors. You've been in the same room with your donors, and they are happier than you are. You're the recipients of the dollars. They're the givers, and they're happy, right? Yeah.
Well, and that's the point, actually. In other words, the generosity that we've been shown, the blessings which we've received, and Jerome is right, they've been beyond our wildest imaginings. We've been witness to some tremendous things that have happened over the last few years. And people misunderstand. They think that raising money is just about getting dollars from people. It's about sharing a dream.
Yeah.
It's about being together on the road. It's about building something that's going to last beyond the lives of any of us. It's about really making an impact both in time and in eternity. At a college or at a university, it's about affecting souls, young men and women who have a lot to give, who are standing, many of them, on the doorstep of their lives and looking out at a world which is sometimes complex, sometimes troubling, but which is full of opportunity and joy and possibility. And so that's a wonderful thing. And so we want to make sure that in the midst of something like Vision 2030, it's a true vision that we can share our faculty, our staff, our students, our communities, and the donors who step up and help us to make it a vision
and
to make it come true.
You're right to thank them. Obviously, that's part of your job, and you guys do it well and better than anybody. The hospitality on the campus, University of Mary's, world class. There's no doubt about that. But, you can't thank them enough, really.
No.
And it is, what I find interesting is I've had the good pleasure of meeting a number of billionaires over the years. And just from doing what I do. And, I've had many of them tell me the hardest thing is to give away their money. Ralph Engelson once told me, he said, do you know how hard it is to give that university $100 million? I'm about ready to just lose my mind, right? And it's sort of an uncomfortable experience in many occasions to give away their money because everybody wants their hands on it. But the beautiful thing about what you have done is build the relationships with these people to get on the road with them, as you say, Monsignor.
And I do want to say something about that, about the point that you just made, because I was deeply moved once when I was talking to a donor who had worked hard all of his life. He and his wife had been a team together. They had worked really hard. And it put a lot of ingenuity and took a lot of risks in order to build a fortune together. And then he said to me, all that ingenuity, all that creativity, all of that thinking and worrying and strategizing that it took to build my business, I want to put that same type of diligence into giving it all away.
Isn't that wonderful? And if you don't, of course, all that creativity goes to Uncle Sam, or a large chunk of it, right? I mean, unfortunately, so... Yeah, all right. When we come back, then we'll tell you a little bit about what this incredible success in Phase 1 will do and what's to come. Welcome any questions or comments that you might have for these gentlemen. We're going to talk a little bit about North Dakota's workforce needs as well. 800-228-0550. More after this.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presidential budget is on its way to Congress. The White House sending it to Capitol Hill a short time ago. It's a proposal that makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget, and it seeks more than $8 billion to help construct a southern border wall, which Democrats say is a non-starter, and Democrats now run the House. The president has criticized the chairman of the Federal Reserve many times, especially for interest rate hikes over the past year. But Jerome Powell says he's not worried about losing his job.
Can the president fire you?
Well, the law is clear that I have a four-year term, and I fully intend to serve it.
So no, in your view?
No.
Powell there on CBS, Powell there on CBS's 60 Minutes, where he also downplayed some recent fears about a coming recession. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, in studio with us today, Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary, and Vice President Jerome Richter. Gentlemen, thanks again for joining us, and we are going to talk a little bit about the first half of this, is some of the bounty of this Vision 2030, the dream, the vision, the hey, what do we need to do? Let's do this together. Let's build this. What do we need? And now to be able to do that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But we were just talking in the break a little bit about, again, the challenges of people to gift their money. And to then, once they decide, okay, I'm going to gift my money, I'm going to gift it to this particular project, you know, the challenges in being a part of that. And that's what I think you guys do better than anybody. Because everybody knows how to announce a gift, right? Everybody knows how to go, rah, rah, way to go, pat you on the back. But the real work is in actually making that dream, as you talked about earlier, come true, right, Monsignor?
That's right. No, and I'd ask Jerome just to say a word about some of the interactions that he's had and that we've both had with some of the great people who support us.
It's absolutely humbling to have had the honor to work with so many wonderful people, but you have to put yourself a bit in their shoes. They have spent 30, 40, 50 years acquiring wealth, acquiring this blessing, and then we're now asking them to turn around and to bless us with it. And again, going back to the words that I've spoken to faculty and staff, even our students, is these people that gave these gifts are real people that have real desires and had real choices of where they were going to spend their money. I had one gentleman from this great city of Fargo tell me when I asked him for a significant amount, he said, this is the fifth request I've had this month for more than six figures. Why should I be giving it to the University of Mary? And then I shared the case statement. I shared the mission. I shared what we're doing. And at the end of it, he looked at me and said, that's why I've given before and that's why I'm going to give again. Because you guys know how to serve. It's not about you. It's about the students, about the state. It's about what we're doing there. And so to ask someone to invest into our mission, we have to show how they are serving as well as we are serving. And so it's a partnership that hopefully that you and the donor can form. And again, very humbling to work with such incredible people that are very, very wise in their abilities and then generous in their giving.
What I love about the University of Mary is that, okay, you know, every university or college for the most part is asking donors for money, right? Unless you're Yale and you've got an endowment, you don't need it, right? But I mean, but they still ask to build on it, right? So that's just common. Universities ask for money. And, hey, we're a good school. We educate students, right? That's what most of them are. Good schools and educate students. You are asking for something different. You're asking for these folks to come alongside the needs of the state, right? And ultimately, the students, you know, the fruit of all the labor, those students come out perfectly matched to tackle those. So that's what I think is extraordinary and very different, because I think that's an issue with higher ed right now, that it isn't necessarily perfectly matched for our workforce and matched for our needs. Is that
well? But
fair?
That's in our DNA from the very foundation of Mary College and the University of Mary. It's in our DNA to think very much about how we can serve specifically the place where we are. And so we're constantly, and we're a couple farm boys ourselves who grew up on the prairies of North Dakota, milking cows and throwing bales and picking rocks. And so we know that the fabric of our communities in North Dakota, that those North Dakota values, that neighborly feel, that ethic, is really important. And now we have, for several years running, less than 50% of our freshman class coming from North Dakota. In other words, we're importing students like crazy to central North Dakota, and we're training them and giving them every opportunity to fall in love with this place and say, you know what, this is the place I want to make a life, this is the place I want to raise a family. I will tell you that a February like the one we just completed and a snowstorm like the one we had the other day doesn't make that a little bit more complicated.
Is there another university in the state of North Dakota that has a waiting list for students to come in?
Well, I don't know, but we've not had a waiting list until last year. And so the fact that earlier this year we announced that we're looking at a waiting list for this coming year again is an amazing thing. And so, I think as we watch our freshman class fill up, that's another fruit of Vision 2030. You know, the fact of the matter is we've taken the funds which have been given to us, and we've put them to good use already. So remember, we've got a scholarship, meaning that a student, a qualifying student who enters the University of Mary to study nursing, which is one of the pain points for workforce development in Western North Dakota and in all of North Dakota, in our whole region, if a student wants to come and study nursing at the University of Mary, their senior year is tuition free. That's an amazing thing. That's the result of a big gift that was given to us by Catholic Health Initiatives, by CHI.
And we need some nurses.
We sure do. Yeah. And think about what we would have done in terms of a waiting list if we hadn't built Roars Hall, if we hadn't built nearly 300 beds for freshman women, which has allowed us to accept more and more students than ever before. And so I'm just ticking through my mind all of the huge projects which we've accomplished so far as a result of Vision 2030. Almost 300 beds in a freshman women's residence, a new field house and wellness center, the Lumen Vitae University Center, which you've been in, which is a hub and a hearth for campus. It's one of the most beautiful buildings on a campus that you can imagine anywhere in our part of the world.
24/7 dining and the best Nephila soup you can buy.
It's great. Well, if we don't have good Nephila soup, we totally and completely ruin our reputation. One day the dumplings, you know, they were just a little bit hard, and I said, okay, if you need me to help you make them, I'll help you make them, but we can have bad Nephila soup here or else we're done. We're finished. Kaput.
By the way, Jerome, I want to ask you a little bit about just sort of, I've asked you this before, and we talked about the gratitude that got you there. But, you know, again, the needs, okay? What are the needs? Responding to the needs of this region. So he has gone through a good list of the big picture. What specifically in Vision 2030 with the dollars you've raised is happening? Talk a little bit about the bounty here, a little bit about the fruit.
Well, let's start at the very, very high end of it. And this is what Monsignor was getting at. And we need to always remind ourselves, we are not just educating professionals. We're not just educating functionaries. The University of Mary serves to educate people and to help young people grow into good, solid citizens for this state and for this region. We forget too often that in an education, it's about the whole person, not just do they have.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
That you have to educate the mind, you have to educate the spirit, you have to educate every aspect of the person, the whole person, and it's got to be integrated. Too often we're becoming so compartmentalized and specific that we forget that an accountant needs to also be able to have relationships. A nurse needs to know how to deal with people and to console people because there's something serious happening in these people's lives. And we know that to create good people, we need to assist parents, we need to assist communities, and we need to help them in that way. That's why we keep the North Dakota values strong, of hard work and generosity and hospitality. That's why when you step into the Lumen Vitae Center, because of Monsignor's great vision, that by coming into the place, it's education. by coming into the Lumen Vitae Center, there's an education of how it is to be human, how it is to be a person. It's not just this cold, dark place, because we have to live.
And there's a Nestle soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, in addition to picking up all that the statue there and the sculpture is a prime example of exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, sure. Of course, we're the Marauders. Sometime in the 1970s, the students voted on what our mascot would be, and we're the University of Mary Marauders. Lots of people say, isn't that funny for a Catholic college to have kind of a mean pirate as their motto? And I'm all for it, I have to say, because there's a certain sense, and I wanted to encapsulate that in the sculpture that we have sitting in the middle of the Crow's Nest, which is sponsored by Shields, by the way.
Yep. Steve and Eileen.
Steve and Eileen Shield gave an enormous and wonderful gift such that we could build the Crow's Nest, which is our 24/7 campus restaurant. In the middle is sitting at a table just like the one that we're sitting at, is a marauder and a monk. And they're having an intense conversation. And you can see the monk has the book of the Gospels opened in front of him saying, the truth will set you free. That's what it says in Latin. The truth will set you free. And there's an astonishment coming over the marauder's face as they have this conversation. This is the type of transformative conversation that we want to have, not only in the Crow's Nest, but in our classrooms, in our laboratories, in our chapels. Because Jerome's right, it's not just about the type of education which does technical training. Some of the great catastrophes of recent history have been the result of thinking and strategizing by people trained at some of the best universities in the world who are trained only technically. Maybe they were great economists. Maybe they had really deep training in foreign policy, but they didn't understand the larger picture. And because their vision was partial, their education was incomplete, their hearts hadn't been formed. And as a result, we got into some pretty dark stuff. And so we want to make sure that our students are part of the solution, because they're not only competent in their professions. Obviously, we want them to be. We want our nurses and our CPAs, people with a University of Mary degree, to be second to none in terms of professional competence. But we want also for people to point at them and say, there's a brightness in them. They're some of the best human beings you've ever met.
Amazing. And then, that makes perfect sense. Chris in McKenzie County for our guests, home of a University of Mary campus.
There you go.
Watford City, the Rough Rider Center, which is a beautiful facility. Chris, what's on your mind?
This is awesome to hear that funds are going to education. It's really going to be a saving grace in our future to get our kids' minds and hearts elevated. So this is great. And Catholic education systems have been a boon to American freedom and liberty for a long time. My great grandpa was one of the initial lecturers at Georgetown Medical School when they opened it up in the early 1900s. So, and my family has benefited from his devotion to education and enlightenment of his children four generations going. So that's really neat. That having been said, an off-ball doctrinal question. I've been seeing it kind of talked about, and I think it's even been discussed up as far as Rome, about doing away with the celibacy of the priesthood. Is that something that you could kind of address the status of that conversation? And I'll take the answer offline, but thank you. And by the way, great work. Keep going. I'm going to strive to attend classes here in Watford here in the not-too-distant future. So thanks again.
Thanks, Chris. You'll enjoy it for sure. Appreciate that. This is a question we could spend a whole show on, obviously, but
sure.
Cliff Notes Forum.
No, I'm happy to say something very simple. So celibacy, of course, is not a dogmatic teaching of the Catholic Church. It's a disciplinary teaching which goes back for centuries and centuries. It's rooted, of course, in the teaching of Jesus, in the Gospels, in the writings of St. Paul, and it's a long and venerable practice. It's come in for a lot of criticism, of course. There is a discussion right now that's happening as the bishops of Latin America meet regarding a specific region in Brazil, in the Amazon, where they're thinking about relaxing that. But there's much, much more to be said about that topic, and I hear the music coming.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it very much. More after this on What's on Your Mind from the University of Mary. President Shea, Jerome Richter with us today on the program. We'll be in Arizona the rest of the week at the border.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hey friends, Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner here. March is a big month for us here at Pizza Corner Pizza. I mean, it's the creme de la creme for all things cold. The pinnacle of products found in your freezer. It's the Super Bowl of solid. Yes, March is National Frozen Food Month. So grab a Pizza Corner Pizza and shout, I love March! It's Frozen Food Month! Yes! Okay, maybe 86 the shouting part, but grab a Chicken Bacon Ranch, a taco, or a Deliciously Deluxe with green olives today and bring Frozen Food Month happiness to the entire family. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Gerald Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You looking for me, Daniel? I hear no music. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind? Chat with Monsignor Shea. See you, Merry Monday. We love you, Merry Mondays, on the program. Also brought to you today by the North Dakota Safety Council. And we talk often about saving lives, preventing injuries. There is a defensive driving course coming up that I've heard a lot of folks talk about. March 19th in Bismarck is the next one, but there's also courses in Fargo, Grand Forks, Williston, and Bismarck. Go to ndsc.org. The nice thing here is you get a point reduction and insurance discount if you take this in North Dakota. But I don't know about you. With all the snow piled up And it's just you have to sort of learn to drive all over again, because some people follow the rules, some don't. Defensive driving is the safest bet. NDSC.org, and we thank WorkforceSafety.com, the WSI folks, as well as NDSC, NDSC, the North Dakota Safety Council, for helping us get you to think about safety a little bit. All right, our remaining minutes with Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, Vice President, as it is a You Mary Monday. A You Mary Monday. We're enjoying it very, very much. So I want to just pick up a little bit on, the student and what's different. Because before the break, you guys are talking about, they're different. Make that practical for me, Jerome. What do you mean by that? But from the standpoint of an employer, for instance, what does he have that he wouldn't have from a student that wasn't a graduate of the University of Mary?
Well, first, I wouldn't take anything away from all of our wonderful graduates, especially of the wonderful public schools that we have here in the state. I mean, they're wonderful kids. They come from great places with great hopes. But one of the things that we're able to do, because we're a Christian, Catholic, Benedictine university, is to focus again on the whole person, the integrated person, so that we're working on their soul, their body, their mind, and their profession. And a great example of how this can happen, and especially how the University of Mary serves in this way, is our School of Engineering. So we are starting a School of Engineering. In another year or two, we will have a full accredited School of Engineering. We have over 90 students right now. One of our engineering students just was an All-American wrestler, right? He's wrestling full-time. He's an incredible engineer. He's from Washington State, and he wants to stay here. But to make sure that he's a great engineer, we want to make sure that he also knows how to communicate. Now, I don't want to be rude to any engineers out there. I have a couple of brothers that are, and they're wonderful people, but they have been accused sometimes of having a little bit of tunnel vision.
Which brothers of yours are engineers again?
Tom, David, John, and Luke actually all are.
Okay, all right. I hope they all heard you making fun of that.
Now, two of them, David and Tom, are both priests, and so that didn't work out for them. they probably didn't have enough personality to be engineers, and so they became priests.
There you go. But the other two, practicing engineers. But it's sort of the joke that even some in the industry talk about, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we could tease a bunch of them, just like I'm sure teachers and educators and even priests get teased about their work. But the point that I'm trying to get to is this. So we, in Vision 2030 and the planning of it, the businesses, the engineers came to us and said, we need engineers out here in Western North Dakota. You need to start a School of Engineering, which Monsignor can tell you the story where he pushed back and said, that's not our thing. But because there was a need, we looked into it. Because of their support, we said we would do it. But what we want to produce isn't just an engineer who's a good engineer, but an engineer who's culturally prepared for the workplace. And our head of engineering, Dr. Terry Pilling, right now, will say it best. He says, anyone can have a really, really good idea. And there's a lot of smart people out there. But if you cannot communicate that idea to others, it's lost. And so he wants his engineers to be the leaders that can communicate the ideas to the rest and to help to build these programs into something that's exceptional. The whole person, not just the profession.
You know what I love most about that story is it personifies the University of Mary, because there will be other schools in this state that will graduate, hundreds of engineers, and they'll be fine engineers. They'll go into the workplace, no doubt about it, right?
Absolutely.
My son is one of them, UND grad. And yet, you're not going to graduate hundreds, but you're going to graduate tens of tens of tens, right? And maybe eventually hundreds.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think that's true. And the fact of the matter is that when we look at the landscape of North Dakota, we don't have massive, massive engineering firms with hundreds and hundreds of engineers typically on the landscape. There's some pretty large companies, but the majority of our engineering firms are just small places. And so you need to be able to hire the kinds of engineers who can be skilled technically, but also who can lead and manage in the workplace, who can be a public face for your firm, who can assist in training, in all of those different areas. You need somebody who's a really well-rounded human being as well. That's really important. And so when we talk about workforce, when the University of Mary talks about workforce and what we can do, we're not just talking about numbers. We're talking about the quality.
Yep.
The not just the quality, but the qualities that we want graduates of the University of Mary to have so that they can make a contribution in small town North Dakota and beyond in a way which is out of proportion to their number. You see what I mean?
In other words,
we want them really to permeate the culture and have an outmoded or a larger than life contribution. That's what we want.
Well, I think it personifies the University of Mary. I really does. I mean, you're not going to have the most students, you're not going to have the most graduates, but you're going to have the most well-rounded graduates that are going to contribute mightily to the workplace and end up as CEOs and presidents and, you know, strategic visionaries at all these firms to grow the firm.
The Greeks talked about education as forming the ideal citizen. And that's a tall order, but it's a challenge we're willing to take.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate the time very much. Enjoyed it. Always do. Great conversations with our friends at the University of Mary. From the border tomorrow in Arizona, building the wall. Join us.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.